USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Attorney General William Barr is resigning from his position. President Trump made the announcement Monday, saying that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. And on the first day that Americans are being vaccinated against COVID-19, the country has passed 300,000 deaths from the disease. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, 300,586 people have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The death rate has accelerated recently, with more than 50,000 deaths in the last 30 days. The U.S. has averaged about 2,400 deaths per day in the last week. Nearly 110,000 Americans remain hospitalized due to COVID. That's more than at any other time during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The first American to receive the coronavirus vaccine Monday was a New York nurse. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The first doses of the coronavirus vaccine supply went to a New York healthcare worker who spent the last 10 months working the front lines. Sandra Lindsay, a Northwell Health employee, was possibly the first in the nation to receive the vaccine on Monday at Long Island Jewish Medical Center. And so it begins. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And as the first round of vaccines begin to be administered, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging the rest of the country to get the shot when it's available to them. He tells NBC News that it's important for people to protect themselves.
This is a 94% effective vaccine. It's gone through every aspect of FDA process with integrity and transparent data. I know if you are recommended to get it and it's available for you, oh, please do get it. Protect yourself and protect those around you, but please get the vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden officially reached 270 Electoral College votes on Monday, Rich Fitzgerald announcing the results of voting in Pennsylvania.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States and 20 votes for the Honorable Kamala D. Harris for Vice President.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs announcing the results in the Grand Canyon state.
The people of Arizona selected Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris, and the electors will cast their votes accordingly by signing these certificates of vote.
Folks around the world are mourning the death of a popular author.
Acclaimed British spy author John le Carré, according to his literary agency. Le Carré was the author of more than 20 novels and was best known for his stories featuring British intelligence officer George Smiley. Many of his Cold War spy thrillers have been adapted for film and television, most famously Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, The Russia House, and The Tailor of Panama. His latest novel, Agent Running in the Field, was released last October. Le Carré was 89. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
TMZ says a stroke is what is listed as Eddie Van Halen's immediate cause of death. Van Halen was 65 years old when he passed away in October. The guitarist's ashes were given to his son Wolfgang Van Halen. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.